When you think of fast-moving, high-tech industries, you naturally think of farming. Well, maybe not, but NPR's Adam Davidson does, and he has reason to. He's back from Big Iron, a farm exposition in Fargo, North Dakota, and he found that agricultural technology is moving forward quickly.
Big Iron is an agriculture fair, but it doesn't have pony rides and carnies hawking games of chance. Big Iron is not for idle fun. It is all business. For 3 days in mid-September every year, Big Iron takes over a huge fairgrounds in Fargo so that farmers from the upper Midwest can see the latest in farm technology, like the Green Star 2 that steers a tractor for you. Kyle Collins, a John Deere salesman, told me how it works.
You can let go of the wheel. It's going to take over the steering, and you'll see the tires on the tractor just moving back and forth, keeping you on that line.
GPS auto-steer devices have been around for a few years, but Collins is showing off the latest model.
Well, the biggest difference is the screen is a lot larger. It's color and it's touchscreen.
The new version doesn't just steer. It takes control of the whole tractor. So as you cross from, say, a wheat field into alfalfa, the system automatically shifts fertilizer spray nozzles or adjusts a crop-cutting combine. What used to take hours of manual labor is now done in seconds and on the fly. The farmer can just sit in the tractor cab and read a book. Collins says we're just a few years away from the next big breakthrough, fully automatic tractors that plant and fertilize and pick crops without a farmer anywhere in sight. Another reason farmers love this exhibition is they can learn about the latest in seeds. Alan St. Mitchell is a salesman with Cropland Genetics.
In soybeans, we got an RTO 669 that's absolutely blown the doors off everything. You know,
RTO 669 is a brand new strain of soybean seed that is so popular it's completely sold out.
It's a very attractive looking bean, and it's a yielder, awfully good yielder. High yield puts money in their pocket. That's what the farmers want to do.
Every year, St. Mitchell says, Cropland Genetics tests around 800 new strains of seeds. These are new hybrids or genetically modified seeds cooked up in a lab. And Cropland is just one of dozens of seed companies at Big Iron. And that's not all. There are new machines like smarter seed planters and bigger combines. There's the latest yield management software and new paint polymers to spray on storage containers. There are even animal breeders touting cows bred for better-tasting meat or horses bred to be calmer. There's so much innovation in farming, it's no wonder that some technologies take a while to adopt. Take farm-based wireless networks, one of the latest innovations.
We probably have maybe 5% or less of the farmers in this area that use this. But I think if you come back a year from now, it'll be more.
John Nowoski researches farm technology at North Dakota State University. He's got a big display at Big Iron showing how farmers can set up a wireless network complete with automatic cameras and thermometers and gate openers. Nowoski says new farming innovations, like this one, often come from a university researcher like himself or from an innovative farmer tinkering around. Early adopters copy these inventors. The new technology starts spreading.
And then as 5 or 10% of the farmers do this, commercial companies recognize there's an opportunity to make some money here, and then they'll move into it.
Unlike, say, iPods or high-end cars, farm technology is not designed to be glitzy. Farmers are tough customers, and they only buy things that actually pay for themselves. And overall, technology has really paid off, at least for the farmers who are still in business. And that's another reason farming technology is different from an iPod. It's not optional. Once your neighbors start using something new and become more productive, more efficient, you have to get it too, or else you won't be competitive, and you'll probably lose your farm. Adam Davidson, NPR News.